God rest you, Merry Hippogriffs, and welcome to your Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. I'm Ashmita Shanth Kumar, one of the editors for the Harry Potter Lexicon website. While Christmas is magical on its own, at Hogwarts it's even more magical. This holds true for some of the gifts that Harry receives. Not all of them, however. Let's take a look at all the Christmas gifts that Harry has gotten over the years. In his first year, Harry got a wooden flute from Hagrid, 50p from Uncle and Aunt Petunia, an emerald green sweater from the Weasleys, a chocolate frog and every flavor beans from Hermione, and most importantly, an invisibility cloak from Dumbledore. In his second year, Harry got a large tin of treacle fudge from Hagrid. Looks like he has a pattern of giving sweets. From the Dursleys, he got a toothpick and a note asking if he could stay at Hogwarts for the summer holidays. Yikes, that's even worse than 50p. Ron gave him a book about the Chudley Cannons called Flying with the Cannons. Hermione gave him an eagle feather quill, and of course, Harry got a new hand-knitted jumper from Mrs. Weasley with the large plum cake. In third year, Harry got a scarlet sweater with the Gryffindor lion on the front from Mrs. Weasley, plus a dozen home-baked mince pies, Christmas cake, and a box of nut brittle, and a firebolt from Sirius Black, although he didn't know that at the time. He also gets the Marauder's Map from Fred and George. In fourth year, Dobby gave him a pair of mismatched socks that he made. One was red with broomsticks, and the other was green with snitches. Hermione gave Harry a book called Quidditch Teams of Britain and Ireland. Ron gave him a bulging bag of dung bombs. Sirius gave him a handy penknife to unlock locks and untie knots. Hagrid gave him a box of sweets with birdie bots, chocolate frogs, fizzing whizbees, and Drubal's best blowing gum. Mrs. Weasley gave him a green sweater with a dragon on it, possibly a Hungarian horntail, and a large number of mince pies. In fifth year, Hermione had given a book that resembled a diary, except every time he opened a page, it said out loud things like, "Do it today or later you'll pay." A brown wallet with fangs from Hagrid, Lupin and Sirius gave him a set of excellent books called Practical Defensive Magic and Its Use Against the Dark Arts. Tonks gave him a model of the firebolt that can fly around the room. Ron had given him an enormous box of every flavored beans. Mr. and Mrs. Weasley gave him a jumper and some mince pies. Dobby gave him a painting that he probably drew himself. In sixth year, Harry got a jumper with a golden snitch on it from Mrs. Weasley, a large box of Weasley Wizard products from Fred and George, and a box of maggots from Creature. Is that better or worse than the Dursleys? And that's all of Harry's presents. Which ones are your favorites? Certainly not the toothpick. Mine would probably be the Marauder's Map, but you can't count out a good Weasley sweater. Well, that's it for this Harry Potter Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. The link is in the show notes. And if you want to learn more about your favorite Harry Potter characters, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at hp-lexicon.org. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you at Hogwarts.